September 30th is Orange Shirt Day, an annual day to recognize and honor the thousands of Indigenous children who were sent away to residential schools across Canada and many who lost their lives. First started in 2013, Orange Shirt Day was founded by Phyllis Webstad. Her story was that she was given a brand new orange shirt by her grandmother, which she wore to her first day of school at the St. Joseph's Mission Residential School in Williams Lake, BC. When she arrived at the residential school, though, Webstad's clothes were taken, along with the new orange shirt, having the color become a permanent reminder of her experiences in the residential school system. Webstad said of her experience, quote, "How my feelings didn't matter, how no one cared, and I felt like I was worth nothing. All of us little children were crying, and no one cared." 130 residential schools operated in Canada from 1831 to 1996. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission estimates there are 80,000 living survivors of the residential school system, and that more than 3,200 students died as a result of the schools, mostly from disease, although estimates are as high as 6,000. Locally, the area has started its story of redemption. St. Eugene Mission was the local residential school, which opened in 1910 and operated under the government's assimilation policy, leading to the instruction of 5,000 Okanagan, Shuswap, Blackfoot, and Tanaha children before eventually closing in 1970 and being left abandoned, until former Chief Sophie Pierre began work to reclaim St. Eugene, turning it into a major tourist resort with great success. To this day, it is one of Canada's only instances of such an initiative. Education Ambassador with the local Tanaha Nation, Bonnie Harvey, says Orange Shirt Day is an opportunity for truth and reconciliation around the residential school system and the impacts it had, to remind ourselves about how far we've come, but also what still needs to be done to heal and help the thousands that are still hurting.
For Orange Shirt Day, let's remember the students and the children and even babies whose lives were lost in the residential schools. And so every opportunity that we can to learn the truth is actually going to be the pathway to reconciliation.
As a special initiative this year, Harvey and the Tanaha Nation collaborated with School District 5 to share a pledge of respect in Tanaha and English from students, hoping the public can also engage with the pledge and take the time to learn and understand the language. Harvey says we all have to take care of each other every day at school and at home, and that respect is the starting place that leads to understanding and friendship. With Orange Shirt Day, there isn't any better opportunity. In English, the student's pledge of respect is as follows. Good morning. I'm glad to be here today. Hold my hand. I am small yet. I still don't know what I'm being taught. Teach me. For today I shall listen. For today I shall try. For today I shall honor my classmates, teachers, and myself. Here is the full pledge spoken in the traditional Tanaha language.
Pusukut kokne gusau saka now san miyetki. Hawatskinin. Ka aki hutsakunani husakel ka upchne kapsin gutzhal etgitzel etgitzun batchnau san mietki hutzhal tin kapatilek batchnau san mietki hutzhal akun hamne batchnau san mietki hutzhal wilkapzete ka aksmaknekmal kekgitzalka tskamen.
For more information on the impact of residential schools, resources are available through the Assembly of First Nations, the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, and the local Tanaha Nation Council. Reporting for 107.5 Today FM and MyEastKootenayNow.com, I'm Bradley Jones.